Trump's immigration enforcement cuts crowding in America's K-12 schools. By Warner Todd Houston on November 18, 2025. The number of immigrant students in many deep blue U.S. cities is on the downturn as President Donald Trump's immigration policies continue to roll out across the country. For example, Florida's Miami-Dade School District is reporting a huge dip in enrollment with only 2,550 children of immigrants entering the system, which is a massive shift from the 14,000 reported during Biden's last year in the White House and the 20,000 seen the year before that, according to the Associated Press. Miami-Dade is far from alone. The AP also reported that the Denver school system found 400 new students of migrant families, who liberals are euphemistically calling newcomers as a way to avoid saying they are in the U.S. illegally, enrolling this year, a big swing downward from the 1,500 seen last year. In the Chicago suburb of Waukegan, the district there registered 100 fewer newcomer students than last year. And in Boston suburb of Chelsea, Massachusetts, the numbers went from 592 new migrant students in 2024 to 152 this year. Meanwhile, the Charlotte-Mecklenburg school system insists that more than 20,000 students have gone missing from its schools, meaning that perhaps as many as 15% of students are the children of illegals. So, the president's immigration policies are having a real impact and school enrollment is tumbling everywhere. But it isn't just families being deported or those self-deporting that is a factor. With fewer illegal aliens entering the country in the first place, schools are no longer experiencing the massive and unsustainable growth they were seeing during the Biden era. While the AP reported with alarm that Miami-Dade, for one, lost $70 million in funding because state funding is based on enrollment, the inescapable fact is that illegals were costing the state an additional $70 million last year to educate the children of those here illegally. Indeed, the billions Americans have spent to give free education to the children of illegal aliens has been mounting year after year, especially during the Biden presidency. In 2019, for instance, it was reported that American taxpayers forked over $60 billion in higher taxes to educate non-citizen children. It was also estimated that every child of an illegal alien is the lucky recipient of more than $70,000 in support per child over their lifetime, paid for courtesy of the U.S. taxpayer. The Trump White House recently celebrated the lower number of foreign students flooding our colleges and universities, noting that enrollment of foreign students is down 17% this year. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston. Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at X/Twitter at WT Houston.